Welcome to the May 11th edition of the ACT Brief. First up, in a new ACT podcast episode, Jonathan Andrus, co-CEO of Creo, and Samir Jain, Vice President of Product Management at Metadata, discuss their new partnership enabling seamless data flow between site-level e-source and enterprise platforms. The plug-and-play integration eliminates manual data entry and reduces operational burden, particularly for smaller or resource-constrained sites, while improving data accuracy across global trial networks. Up next, Tufts CSDD and Science 37 published findings on direct-to-patient clinical trial sites showing significantly higher enrollment per site, 86% completion rates versus 36% benchmark, and shorter cycle times from first patient to database lock. DTP sites enrolled approximately 20 to 30% of trial participants with 6 times higher enrollment than traditional sites, though patient representation gains vary by demographic group depending on trial design and population preferences. And finally, in industry news, Transcelerate and the FDA released a summary report on selective safety data collection for pragmatic clinical trials, based on a tabletop exercise spanning 4 therapeutic areas. The work translates risk-based safety surveillance concepts into protocol-level decisions while maintaining patient safety and data integrity in naturalistic settings, building sponsor confidence, and adopting pragmatic trial elements. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us again tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development.